We woke up this morning with news that Loblaw, which is a superstore in these parts, freezing some of its prices. This is its no-name brand that it's freezing its prices through the early part of next year. With us on 680 CJOB is Kevin Greer, market analyst and consultant. Mr. Greer, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How significant is Loblaw's announcement today, and will we see others follow?
Well, it is significant. I mean, as you mentioned, they're only doing it on their no-name brands, the yellow label brands. But at the same time, it's a signal of increased competition. It's a signal that that they are aware of the situation, and it's a signal that they're going to be seen as a low-priced retailer.
And as far as the no-name brand is concerned, can I load up my groceries just buying no-name products, or is that just kind of a way to get me into the store and then they're going to be charging me a little bit more on other stuff?
Well, the yellow no-name brand is this, I guess you could say, the second tier of their private label, the first tier being their President's Choice, or even the green, the blue menu, those kind of things. So there's a whole array of no-name brands, and this one is the lower end. But sure, it's in almost all of the commodities inside of the store. When I say the inside of the store, meaning the packaged goods such as cookies and condiments and cereals and those kind of things. So can you load up? Not necessarily with regard to the the produce and the meats and the dairy, but you can on the inside of the store.
I'm wondering about the ramifications of this. On the surface, customers will say, that's good for me. That's good for my pocketbook. Is this perhaps aimed at Walmart, which, of course, has its own in-house brand, the Best Value? Mm-hmm. And could this ultimately have the ramifications that no one wants to see, and that be impacting local grocers?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, It is every grocer responds to every other grocer. When Walmart puts on a big blowout strip line on the front page of their flyer, everybody takes notice. So every single grocer watches what the other one is doing. So this is just another part of the competitive landscape. Now, if you're concerned about the local grocers and what this lower prices might do to them, I mean, they've faced this kind of tough environment all along, but they compete on their own merits in terms of their service and quality and that sort of thing. So this isn't new to them in terms of the competitive landscape, Julie.
Could you see this being extended past the end of January? I don't think anyone thinks we're out of the economic difficulty, in the short term. Really, the end of January, not that far away. Could it be expanded?
Sure. I mean, the main thing that drives pricing at retail is, number one, the costs that the grocers pay. Number two, the level of demand. Like, for example, in 2020 and 2021, there was an awful lot of beef produced, but beef prices at retail skyrocketed. And the main reason they skyrocketed was because we were demanding it. The beef was in such strong demand. So demand is number two. And number three, the level of competition also influences prices at retail. The more they compete with each other, the lower the price level is, or at least the lower the price increases are. So three factors: costs, demand, and competition. Going forward, their costs are going to stay fairly high. Now, their rate of increase in their costs has probably settled down. Like, we don't see commodity prices skyrocketing anymore, but they're still going to stay high. Demand, I don't know, Julie. I think Canadian demand is going to start to decline. In other words, we're going to start to trade down. Instead of having boneless breasts, we might trade down to legs. Instead of having branded products such as Bix Pickles, we might trade down to those no-name products. And you might see more competition. So I see this, Julie, as, yeah, definitely going past January. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Kevin Greer with us, market analyst and consultant. So it goes past, but I always wonder if we're going to see more players in the market, simply because the grocery business, last time I checked, is very competitive, very profitable. And what we're seeing in the United States is some of a big takeover of one of the U.S. giants, just so they can compete with the larger companies as well. One wonders if we see more diversity in this country or fewer choices in the years ahead.
Well, a lot of people talk about the Canadian grocery industry being very, very concentrated already in the hands of very few, but I'm not so sure I'm one of those people. I mean, we've got in Eastern Canada, we've got the our big three, Metro, Sobeys, and Loblaw. In the West, you've got Sobeys, Loblaw, and the co-op system. You've got Walmart, you've got Costco, you've got all kinds of smaller grocers, not so small grocers, such as the Patterson Group, the Save-On. I think there's an awful lot of competition out there, number one. Number two, the growing strength of ethnic grocers is also coming on, as well as probably the higher-end grocers such as Whole Foods and so on are going to feel pinched. But you used the word diversity. We've got an awful lot of diversity in terms of our food choices and our food banners that we can go to.
Mr. Greer, appreciate the time. Thanks so very much for popping on with us, and we'll talk again.
Thanks for thinking of me.
Kevin Greer, market analyst and consultant, talking groceries here on 680 CJOB.